Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Feel Good Friday to you. It is the 12th day of August, 2022. It is time for NFL kickoff. Tonight inside Ford Field. How exciting is that preseason game number one? Taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Hopefully you didn't miss the conversation there with Dan Miller. If you did, you can listen back to the podcast. It'll be posted there for you. It is great to be with you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword Sports Radio. Send that to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. So it is a man.
I'm excited. Yes, I'm excited about the game tonight.
Oh yeah.
I'm sad.
Oh no.
Because we don't have two. I want the Lions to have the two preseason games, so we get to work two games.
No, I'd rather have the regular season game.
Well, yeah, but I don't work the regular season games.
Well, get a new job.
I've not been lucky enough to get called up to the NFL crew. I've gotten, you know, college football, but not the NFL yet. Maybe this year. Who knows?
College hoops, FS1.
And college hoops. I have done that, yes.
I've seen you with your FS1 credential. I tell a story all the time. I walk around Chrysler Center like you own the place, and everybody's like, oh, my God, Dan!
No, it's for some reason, at Comerica, I've had a bunch of, you know, fans in the elevator with me, and they all like stare at me like, "Don't say anything. Wouldn't say it in front of Al," you know, because they all think I'm like, I got in the elevator yesterday. I was like, "I'm not important. Don't worry," because I didn't want them to feel awkward.
You are important.
I'm just a stats guy.
You're more than just a stats guy, Dan. You're more than just a stats guy, at least in my opinion.
So there. By the way, my buddy Al says he's listening in Arizona.
Al, it's 4 in the morning.
He's Al. Like, why are you up so early? I'm like, Al, no, it's 7 here. It's
what
4.
Is Al? What did Al do last night that he refuses to go to bed?
He works for Amazon, so he has like odd hours, like odd shifts, you know. So like, this is his weekend is like Wednesday through Thursday, and then he works like Saturday morning through Tuesday or something. So he was out having some drinks last night.
Oh, okay. All right. So last night was like his Friday night.
Yes.
Okay.
And his mom is in town from here, so.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, he's having a ball.
Hot out there right now. Hot during the day, cold at night. It's the desert. Careful out there. Go Suns. All that good stuff. Well, thanks for listening. This early in the morning. Glad that you're locked in from the desert. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Tigers, they lost again yesterday, 4-3. That final was in 10. The 10th inning was an absolute circus. Tigers fall to 43-70. They now trail the Cleveland Guardians. I'll caught myself. They trail the Tribe 8-7 in the season series. There are four games left in that series, all four in Cleveland, the 15th through the 17th. Oh, boy. And that's going to be all she wrote. So they were off to a really good start against Cleveland. Then all of a sudden the wheels came off. How about this for a little bit of a throwback? Tonight, they'll be in Chicago on the south side for a three-game series against the White Sox. Can you take a guess at who's going to be the starting pitcher tonight?
Oh, you know, when I heard this, I didn't even know he was back with the organization. Did you? Until literally I was walking down the hall and somebody said it yesterday. It's Daniel Norris.
Daniel Norris is going to be the starting pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. After 27 games played with the Chicago Cubs, Daniel Norris is back. When did that happen?
I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Apparently we signed him. The Tigers signed him. Because I wouldn't say we. It wasn't my decision, I can promise you.
Okay, Chris Illich. Okay. Okay, Chris. Take some accountability, Dan. Who'd you sign over there?
I think he's like 0-3 with an 8 ERA this year in 4 or 5 starts. I mean, they need a guy that can fill some innings. So I guess Daniel Norris is that guy. It's a guy they trust, I think, you know. A guy that's familiar with the... honestly, really not. I mean, who? Jonathan Schoop, Miguel Cabrera. I mean, there's a few guys that he knows. He hasn't been gone that long, but... yeah, the organization is familiar with him, what pitches he throws, how to use him, you know. He's a good defensive pitcher. They just need a guy that can fill innings, and he's one of them.
Just got to fill innings. How about this? Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are splitting the offensive play calling duties. They did that last night in the Patriots' 23-21 loss to the New York Football Giants, the G-Men. Head coach Bill Belichick hasn't named officially an offensive coordinator to replace Josh McDaniels, but is primarily leaning on Patricia, whose title is senior football advisor and offensive line coach. Judge, his title is offensive assistant and quarterbacks coach. Patricia called the plays for the opening two series with Brian Hoyer at quarterback, then Judge took over with rookie Bailey Zappi when he entered the game. Wow. Belichick doesn't even know who his OC is right now. That's crazy. And New England's still going to be good, unfortunately, because at this point I don't want to see Matt Patricia have any success anywhere. Coach Todd Bowles said Tom Brady's away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to deal with some personal things, that this was actually something that they had planned in advance. This is something we talked about before training camp, according to Bowles. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys and go through 2 weeks of training camp knowing he wasn't going to play the first two games. He didn't want to take reps away from Blaine Gabbert, Kyle Trask, or Ryan Griffin going into these next two games, knowing it's something he needs to handle. When asked if it was health-related, Bowles said, quote, "It's a personal issue. That's all I can tell you." Well, what is it, Tom? Hey, when people are, it's personal, we can't say anything. It's like the Wake Forest quarterback. It's like, he had to have a seat medical attention and then had surgery that night, but then they wouldn't say what it was. So would we just assume it's an appendectomy? We just go with that. Minnesota Vikings said quarterback Kirk Cousins home from training camp due to an undisclosed illness. There's another one for you. Police say that Marshawn Lynch, he was arrested. He was asleep. The car was undrivable before his arrest. You can imagine trying to arrest Marshawn Lynch, right? Marshawn was not pulled over for a DUI. We are confident that when all the evidence is presented, this will not be a DUI under Nevada law. Although his 2020 Shelby GT500 was undrivable with one missing front wheel and the rear driver's side and front passenger wheels badly damaged. The driver was asleep behind the wheel, the driver door open, leaning back in the seat with bloodshot, watery eyes, had one shoe off and one shoe on, and it was not good. They had to pull him out of the car by his hoodie.
Oh, it was just bad. Man, that sounds not good.
Can you imagine trying to arrest Marshawn Lynch? He's just like,
he's sleeping.
What if he wakes up? It's like a bear. I'm going to run through your bleepity bleep face. You remember that? Over and over and over again. I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Lynch. You just got to tase him. And put him down right away. Right, you got a tranquilizer? That's what you need, horse tranquilizer. Bill Russell, his number 6, is going to be retired across the entire NBA following the legend's death last month. Number 6, no one can wear it in the NBA. Do you like this move? Do you not like this move?
Well, it's the guys that are already wearing it will be grandfathered in. I'm trying to think. I think like Daniel Tice, maybe. I don't know.
LeBron.
Well, did he switch back? Is he?
Nope. Kristaps, Alex Caruso, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams. They all wore number 6 last year.
Yeah, so all those guys, unless they choose to change in honor
They should have forced them to change.
I mean,
force LeBron to change so he has to go back to MJ's number.
If they really cared that much, they would have done it for Bill Russell when, he would have been here to see it.
I mean, it seems kind of weird. I don't know. Michigan State men's basketball coach Tom Izzo got a 5-year, $31 million deal. He's a Spartan for life for his 13th life. We'll step aside. We'll come back. More X and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
The first inning in any game is unpredictable, but you can place a no-run first inning wager with confidence at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Make a no-run first inning prop bet on any Friday MLB game. If only one run is scored in the first, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $20. That's right. Simply place a single or parlay no-run first inning bet. No runs in the first, no problem. You win. If only one run is scored, get your wager back and free bets up to $20. Take big swings all season long with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New and existing customer offer. Opt-in is required. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. Mobile sports betting made in Michigan and made for Michigan. All the point spreads, props, parlays, and more at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. How about all the runners that he, Baez, leaves on third base with less than two outs? Actually, the whole team does that. Yeah, runners in scoring position. LLB, left on base. That's never good. Andy Gatlin, Andy Shambowin for Ryan Elke. Ryan, when does Ryan finish up his vacation to Mexico? Is that today? Is the last day today?
I don't know if – I know that he'll be back Monday. I'm not sure if he's, like, flying back today or what.
Wow. That's a tough welcome back to reality. Post Office Bill is on the phone. He wants to talk a little bit about Marshawn Lynch. P.O. Bill, what's going on, my friend? How are you this Friday morning?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Hopefully fantastic. Good. Fantastic, my friend.
Marshawn Lynch, if that was Bill Burns, P.O. Bill, or Anthony Valino, we would have been in jail, and there would have been no doubt about if we were drunk driving.
But he wasn't actually driving. The car was undrivable at that point.
But he was driving it before it was undrivable.
This is correct. And he was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Well, I promise that you or me would have been arrested. It wouldn't have been suspicious. We would have been busted for drunk driving.
Well, the results of his blood test were not immediately made public. Nevada law bans driving with a blood alcohol level over 0.08% or more. Court records show that Lynch entered a no contest plea, a misdemeanor vehicle parking charge, and was fined $750 back in April. This is part about being a celebrity, though. There's perks to the job. One of the perks is that you probably get treated a little bit differently, at least you used to, in the eyes of the law. I just saw the arrest video during the break. They need two sets of handcuffs because his arms are so big, his shoulders are so big that I don't think his wrists will touch behind his back. But yeah, I mean, he was, I don't know if there's suspicion. I mean, that's what they have to rule it as. But he looked a little out of sorts, and they had to grab him by his hoodie and drag him out of the car. And They were like, this is what we're arresting you for. They're like, no more games today. He's like, okay, no more games. Like, we're arresting you for this. He's like, all right. So, I don't know. That's, you know, it's unfortunate, I guess, that the, it's unfortunate that it happened because you hope that this isn't a trend or a pattern for a guy who's 36 years old that it might be floundering around a little bit. You know, what do you do after football? I don't know. So you hope that it doesn't go that route. But
I'd have to say that it's not a good situation in his case.
I would have to imagine you're probably correct there, especially with a guy who took as much contact as he did over the years. You know, and to be such a celebrity and then to just have, like, what do you fill your day-to-day with now? And that happens to a lot of NFL
Subway.
Players.
Subway.
With what?
Subway. He works for Subway now.
You know, but you got to find a routine. Like, what are you going to do? Just because you retired from a professional sport in your 30s, you still have to fill the rest of your life, right? You still have to come up with some sort of routine because, you know, professional athletes are so routine-oriented anyways. It doesn't matter if you played pro baseball, that usually has a little bit more longevity, or pro basketball, pro football, pro hockey, whatever the case may be, especially for the other three where the physical element of it is a little bit more strenuous. Yeah, you got to find some activities to kind of fill those voids. And I think a lot of guys struggle to do that, especially if they don't have families, right? If you're not married, you don't have kids, you don't have that responsibility, you got a lot of free time and a lot of money, and that's a bad combination.
Sure is, and it, you know, that's the problem that they need to work on for these, not just football, all sports, for these guys after they retire. What are they going to do? You know, what is their next step in their life?
And they
have routine like you're talking, but they should have a routine. The NFL, you know, Major League Baseball, you know, NBA. The NHL hockey should have something set up for them after, so they can at least get back into the routine of living life.
You know, they do that a lot with college athletes at their different, and they do that at the rookie symposium in the NFL, and they do it a lot with colleges, but it's all about life after football. Like, okay, so let's say you're a rookie, and they do this every year with all these rookies, and of course, everybody's out there blowing money on big chains. Like, it happens all the time. But they tell them, like, well, how are you going to save your money? What are you going to do? Who's your financial advisor? Like, what are you going to do to protect your, you know, all the earnings that you're going to make? And then what is your plan for after football? It's not like this isn't something that isn't talked about at all. Like, they talk about it a lot. It's a lot more prevalent today because I think we've seen what happens when guys don't have a plan. We've seen some of the bad stories that come out for guys in retirement. So, you know, when I look at it, how much of that is on the league's responsibility and how much of that is just on your own individual responsibility? Like, if you were responsible enough to grind it out to make the professional ranks in whatever sport, you have the discipline, you have the ability to do it. But at what point are you going to grow up? Like, you're 36 years old. Figure it out. You know what I mean? So part of me understands what you're saying, Bill, and the other part of me is like, the rest of us are doing it. I'm doing it. Miguel Cabrera wants to play once every 4 days. My dad's 71 years old, working 7 days a week. Like, I don't feel bad for Miguel Cabrera. I don't care about Miggy's knees. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So it's
no, I don't either.
Yeah, it's difficult a little bit to try to, when we try to rationalize, it's like, oh, well, what about these athletes? I mean, damn, you have everything you need. You got everything you need. If you can't figure it out, like, that sounds like a you problem. The NFL, they have their symposiums. They talk about this. They as a rookie, they tell you what to do, what not to do, what to be thinking about, how to get your life in order. But guys just got a whole bunch of it. Like, look at the comments Antonio Brown made yesterday. Did you see that, Bill? Antonio Brown wanted he's sad that he can't play football, but he wants to know what it was like watching him play. Like Jesus or the Beatles performing at Red Rocks is what he said. Like, the guy's a certified Looney Tune.
Well, that's a self-inflicted Looney Tune, I believe. And I don't know him, and I shouldn't say that, but that's the way I feel.
Yeah, he's an idiot. You could say it, Bill. I'll say it for you.
Field and the things he's done.
Yeah, I'll read the whole quote here because he said, like, you know, his biggest mistake wasn't the fact that he called his GM a cracker or that he took his victory lap with the New York. The guy's an idiot. Like, I'll call it like I see it. Like, can you imagine being in that neighborhood when he moved in? Oh, dude, you'd have your house up for sale so fast. There's no way I want to live next to that. Are you kidding? That trash bag, cops over there all the time. Domestic violence, throwing stuff at U-Haul drivers, doesn't know how to act. doesn't know how to act. Like, I don't. Now you think I want to live next to that? Hell out of here. What do you think I pay these property taxes for? Keep that somewhere else.
But you know what? You're allowed to live anywhere you want as long as you can pay the, you know, pay your bills.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My house would have been up for sale. If I can live anywhere I want, I'm not living next to that idiot. No way, no how.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, there's the next person that would jump at it and buy your house before you got it on the market to live next to them.
Which would be great because I'd have to sell my house to move into a different neighborhood. So that would be great if my house could sell fast. I just wouldn't tell them that the neighbor is absolutely crazy. Bill, appreciate the call this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
All right, partner. You too. It's that time of day. It's Hour 2, Segment 2. It's going to be a tough one. You guys ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Who caught a pair of touchdown passes in the second half to keep the Lions out in front and eventually beat the New York Giants 31-26 in Week 8 of 2019? Pair of touchdowns in the second half, 2019. They beat the G-Men.
Ooh.
Matthew Stafford was the quarterback.
I'm thinking Golden Tate or Marvin Harris, or not Marvin Harrison, whatever, Hall, or what was
it? Marvin Jones Jr.?
Jones Jr., or that Hall guy.
Marvin Hall.
Marvin Hall.
Those are the three I'm guessing.
That's a lot of guesses. I have another name. Kenny Golladay.
Bing bong! Shoot. Yeah, I remember.
Dan just doesn't miss.
Sadly.
He doesn't miss.
Sadly.
The guy's unstoppable on a complete heater. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Taking more of your calls, more of your texts, more of your tweets. Send them on over. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000 and give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. On Twitter, at XB Mornings. The run to the Super Bowl begins tonight in Ford Field. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. The mobile casino made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Play slots and table games with live dealers at one exciting site, playeagle.com. Sign up today and get a match deposit up to $1,500. That's right, up to $1,500 plus 100 free spins. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to playeagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
We might have just come out with our most refreshing Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer yet. It's called the Essential Collection. It's made with coconut water and real fruit juice. So it's always going to have a real refreshing fruit taste. Can refreshing get any more refreshing? Yep, it can, and it just did. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Made with coconut water and real fruit juice for superior taste. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. IRC Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Huge cheer for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And as the summer winds down, they still have great stay-and-play packages available. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Don't forget about the fall rates. That will happen after September. You can follow the rate changes at TullymoreGolf.com. And if you live in the West Michigan area or around Mount Pleasant, Midland, Cadillac, wherever, you're close to driving in and playing 18 or 36. You don't have to stay and play, but I do recommend the stay and play packages at TullymoreGolf.com. Still a lot of summer golf remaining. And if you're looking to book a wedding, reception, a special event, they can handle it. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. And real estate is pretty big at Tullymore. See everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haaland, Andy Shambo, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Say good morning to you. We welcome you. Thank you. Appreciate you. And, of course, encourage you to join the show at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000 or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. I think during the break, ladies and gentlemen, I may have offended Danny and Andy. That might have just happened.
No. See, there's
And I'm going to relate this to food. I'm going to relate this to food because that's a safe way to bounce around this question, this topic.
Sometimes
we all like different foods.
Anthony
right?
likes the fake plastic wax food that looks pretty.
That's not true. It's just simply not true. No, you can't eat that food.
Anthony likes the on the surface 5-star restaurant that charges $60 for a steak, but in reality it's like Bob Evans where it's frozen right out of the freezer. They throw it in the microwave and then throw it on a grill for 10 seconds and then serve it. Instead of an actual good home-cooked meal. That's what Anthony likes.
Look, I'm not going to say what you guys like, what you're into. I'm not like, look, hey, all I'm saying is much like food, everybody likes something different. You know, and you might like box mac and cheese. You might like home-cooked mac and cheese. You might like bland-ass chicken. It's like, it's just one of those things. You might like your chicken seasoned a little spicy. It is what it is. Sports radio, the teal. Oh, okay. The teal uniforms are worse than NFL preseason games. Is that Will?
Yes, it was. My bad. I was trying to text. Trying to. Yes,
text
it was
and drive.
Will.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah, it was Will. He dropped a good morning on us.
Hey, he dropped a good morning. Good morning, Will.
Bing bong.
How the hell are you, partner? Look, the teal uniforms are awesome. I'm sorry you don't have any taste, Will. I'm sorry that you like bland chicken, Will. The teal uniforms are awesome. I'm sorry that you don't like preseason football. That's unfortunate. There are a lot of, as you drive to your job in Vicksburg, there are a lot of young men that are going to be driving to Ford Field today for their job and to accomplish and make their dream a reality. And preseason football, I mean, this is important, man. If you don't think that this is important for Jeff Okuda to get out there on the field, I don't know what to tell you. You haven't been watching Lions football, okay? Because the guy needs some snaps. Even Dan Campbell said it himself. Guy needs some snaps. And when I look at this Detroit Lions team, like, you know, for tonight, for example, we know that obviously, you know, not telling anybody anything they don't know here, Jameson Williams is going to be out, and he'll probably be on the PUP list to start the season and or the non-football injury list because even though he got hurt while playing football, it didn't happen at, you know, under the NFL. So, therefore, he can be on the NFI. And it the way that they can manipulate the roster a little bit, keep some guys, you know, it's a nice safeguard to have, and you're not rushing him back anyway, so what's the difference? When I look at that position as a whole, Jared Goff, how many series will he get tonight? What does that look like for Jared Goff tonight? Will they even play him? I mean, I would imagine, just based because they have a pretty traditional schedule here, I would imagine the ones will get a couple series maybe there in the first quarter. But who's going to win the backup job? Tim Boyle or David Blough? And does that even matter? Because if Jared Goff gets hurt, I got to imagine the season's going to be blown to hell. What do we do to figure out, because we know Amon-Ra St. Brown and DJ Chark, those guys are probably going to leave the field early. Jameson Williams is out. So when you get to that next level, Josh Reynolds probably going to leave the field early. Outside of that, Khalif Raymond, Khalil Pimpleton, Quintez Cephas. This is huge. Trinity Benson. Those four guys right there. This is a monstrous night for those four guys. Think about James Mitchell, Devin Funchess, right? Who's going to be that backup tight end to T.J. Hockenson? Because this is a team that's going to be in 11 personnel, 99%, I would say, of all snaps. They're going to be one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers the entire game, I would imagine. Every once in a while, you might see, you know, Dan Campbell might want to go a little 12. I could see that, two tight ends. I'm sure they'll dabble around in that. But who's going to win that secondary tight end job? And what does that look like? I mean, Devin Funchess was a splash name when he was signed to this team, but who knows? Is he just a placeholder? Is he there just to give him a workout because he's available? Will be Shane Zylstra, Brock Wright, Garrett Griffin, they brought over in free agency, Devin Funchess. I mean, they got 15 tight ends on this roster. They
don't worry, they'll cut them all and sign Darren Fells. That seems like it happens every couple of years. Darren Fells is back on the team. Then he'll go win a Super Bowl or something.
He'd be good on this team, though. What about the offensive line depth? Right? If it's Logan Stenberg, is that going to turn out to be a decent pick or not? That's something I would like to know. How much run will Tim Boyle get? You know, will there be, what will we see from Khalil Pimpleton? Will he try to return anything or just fair catches, keep yourself on your feet? Or do they want to, are they going to let him loose and say, hey, if you got a chance, run it back. Go out there and play football.
You know, the former Chippewa is going to take off. He's going to take one to the house tonight.
Think?
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
he's
going to
fire up all the way, right down the field.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be mad at that either because, I mean, they have been impressed. Everybody, I mean, most people have been impressed. Coaches, staff,
fire up,
impressed.
Chips.
He is a that's what he does. Like he's got incredible speed. He could fly. Let him go. You know, field the punt, take off, and let's get weird. I'm good with that. Backup running back outside of the two deep, right? So DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, and then who? We know that Jason Kabinda's out right now. So the fullback position is basically null and void. You have Godwin Igwebuke, Justin Jackson, Craig Reynolds, and Jamar Jefferson. Who is going to be that third running back? And then who's going to be on the outside looking in, maybe on a practice squad? Remember Jamar Jefferson, they drafted way late in the draft, right? Godwin Igwebuke had a couple of nice games last year. Then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, what will we see as far, you know, the ones, right? I mean, how much will they actually play? How much will we see from a guy like Jeff Okuda? What will we see from the Derek Barneses and the Josh Woods of the world? Malcolm Rodriguez, great opportunity to see him. You know, I hope Derek Barnes is out there running all over the field, tackling everything. Jared Davis, welcome home, right? So there are some big-time battles here. You know, they have a lot of safeties on this roster right now. You're not going to be able to keep that many. A lot of really good position battles, I think. And that's what I will be looking forward to the most, is seeing who is going to battle this thing out to make this team.
Plus, who's going to be our kicker? Are we going to have 17 kickers again like last year?
I mean, look, am I wrong for asking the question of, like, why are we entertaining that at all? Like, is that weird? Why are we entertaining that? Riley Patterson's no bum.
Well, I think just the fact that this entire franchise, and I feel like our lifetime, we've had nothing but consistency for place kickers, and now for the first time ever, we don't. And it's kind of an important role. We saw
huge.
A lot of last year, a lot of really close games, and we didn't have a kicker.
Well, I mean, you look at Riley Patterson. He made 93% of his kicks. He was 13-14. He was 3-3 between the 20s, 6-6 in the 30s, 4-4 in the 40s, and he missed one 50-yard attempt. His average was 36 yards. The guy scored 55 points. That's Riley Patterson. You know, Austin Siebert here is going to be battling this out. I don't know. I don't even know how this is debatable right now. A career 82% kicker? I thought Patterson was nice. I mean, a little competition, I guess, that never hurt anybody. But, I mean, I thought Riley Patterson had a good year last year.
Yeah, I just want to get into one of the, like, let's just start his career. Like, okay, you're our kicker now proven otherwise. Until you start sucking, you're our kicker. That's just how it should be, so that he can get into the groove. I don't know. More than any other position, probably, you know, you just really have to be locked in if you're the kicker, because you might only go out there once, twice, and you got to be prepared to make that kick. So, yeah, putting it up in the air with, I mean, after today, I would hope that there's no more competition.
Siebert on the unofficially official unofficial depth chart is listed as the one. Am I missing something? Did something happen here? You know, outside, like, look, we know that, here's what we know for sure. We know our five starting offensive linemen. We know our wide receivers, Sun God, Josh Reynolds, Chark, and then whenever Jameson Williams becomes available. We know we have DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams, right? Those positions, TJ Hockenson, those positions are all set, right? We know who our starting 11 are. And I'll put a soccer term out there for you. Defensively, is it going to be Chris Borden, Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, Malcolm Rodriguez? You know, there's going to be some questions there. Aiden Hutchinson on one side, Charles Harris, who had a great year last year, on the other, defensive tackle. What happens there? Where do the Alcuara brothers find themselves? Right? Are those guys that we have put way too much, like one of those, hey, you overvalued the hometown guy. What happens at the cornerback position? Jeff Okuda or Will Harris paired next to Imani Oberwariye? Tracy Walker, we know it's good there at safety. What do we do with Ifeatu Melifonwu? Where is he going to find himself? A.J. Parker? Note that we don't have Jerry Jacobs, who got injured last year. And how great he was. Love that guy. God bless him. And we know we have Jack Fox. We know for sure we have arguably the best leg in the game in Jack Fox. But we're going to need him. You're going to need him. You've got to be able to flip the field. People laugh at me over punters and kickers. Specialists got to be special. You know, and if it's Pimpleton who's going to be running back and Andy's all like, fire up chips. But Andy brought up a good point. Like, when's the last time, like, you were really unsure about the Lions kicker? I mean, come on.
The Jason Hanson? The David Akers couple years there?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was even 2 years, but he was our kicker.
It was a little sketch.
2013, 2014.
And then Matt Prater. So there's been a lot of consistency at that position. And there's a lot of coin flip games. I did read on 538 because I know everybody laughs at me because I talk in absolutes here, right? I know there's a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda, but at the end of the day, you didn't. So it is what it is. When I look at the Lions schedule from last year, Dan knows exactly where I'm going with this. I read an article at 538. They called them coin toss games. And it was like, if you just would have flipped one play throughout the course of a game, what would the Lions record have been? 7-10. And I'm like, dude, easily 7-10 last year. That's why I
7-10. That's just on the four field goals they lost on.
That's on the tie to Pittsburgh 16-16, the day after my birth, the 13-10 rain game against Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Clowns, Minnesota, Baltimore.
Yep.
That's it. And that doesn't even include the fumbled bonanza that we had, remember, against the Bears. Every time we got inside the red zone, just like, here, bloop, drop it. Right? So they're, I'm really glad we have Philadelphia week one. I think that 44-6 game, I'd have that score posted everywhere. That is going to be, that's that game where Jamal Williams like, think of that bleeping record. Think of that game right there. Go out there with a lot of anger and a lot of hatred. I'm talking light them up. That's one of those games you got to be a hammer. Like, you got to come out first play of the game defensively, and you got to just hit everyone as hard as you can. As hard, everything it takes, first play. Just sit them right down. Right, and they come across the middle, ball ain't even near them, boom! Sorry, ran into you. My bad. Just start staring into them. It's a man's got to eat steak with your hands here. No fork and knife at linebacker. Got to eat with your hands. I think this team, going into tonight's preseason game, at the current status of our health, right? Because obviously if Frank Ragnow goes down again, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, like, things would drastically change. The current status of our health, Jared Goff, duh. This team, I think, is between 7-9 wins. I'm going to hit the over on 6.5 at the sportbook. And I am going to go somewhere. Last year I was 4-6. I think this year is a 7-9 win team. Could shock some people and hit 10. Could run into some roadblocks and go to 6. But I think that's where this team's range is. Right, 2 games. You know, 3 games below 500. To a game over, 2 games over 500. Somewhere in that range. I think that's fair. I don't know if you believe me.
I want to say 7, but I'm putting it in the 6-7 games range. I don't think they can win 8.
Six and a half is the over under here, Mr. Vegas. So is it six or is it 7? What are you doing, Dan? Do it, Dan. Delete your memory, Dan.
No.
This is a whole new team.
No, it's not. I will take 6 wins. They just, Anthony, I'm sorry.
You don't apologize.
They don't have a defense. Despite, you know, what we've been told, they don't have a defense. So, like, they'll get there, hopefully. They're putting all of their hopes on a rookie defensive end and a cornerback that's played four career games. So the offense will be much, much improved. The offensive line is going to be top three, probably, hopefully, in football. DeAndre Swift will hopefully benefit
Stay
from
healthy.
That. Yeah. And, you know, they can, you know, if you have a real offensive line that can actually run with your ball carriers, you can do a whole lot of different things. So I think that will change. I definitely think they're going to, you know, use Jared Goff outside of the pocket, you know, run some sweeps with him and stuff like that, because the offensive line can actually move now. But yeah, the defense is just going to be too bad. I will say 6 wins.
Andy?
Looking at the schedule, I want to say 8, but realistically, same thing that Dan keeps talking about is how bad the defense actually is, and it's all just filled with question marks. We still don't have a linebacker. We haven't had a linebacker in, it feels like, a decade.
Roquan!
I know. So my main thing is the difference between 7 and 8 is, on paper, we should sweep the Bears in the series. But
yes.
History-wise, they always seem to drop a game in dramatic fashion against Chicago when they should always beat them. So I'm going to go with 7 wins. So they go over 6. But
dramatic fashion was that drops. Time that Mitch threw for like 6 touchdowns
in
the first half.
Oh, my God. First game of the year? Are you kidding me? Guy looked like Joe Montana out there.
I believe that was the first Freddie golf outing I played in. Was that day?
Was that 2019?
Yeah, I think so. It was
like the first 3 or 4 weeks.
Freddie used to have it very late in the season.
Just absolutely torched us. Disgusting. Well, they're beating Philly in week 1. They're beating Washington in week 2. They're going on the road and beat Minnesota week 3, and that's not your parents' Seattle Seahawks, so they're beating them. They're going to start the season 4-1. They'll lose on the road to New England. Watch.
Wow.
Watch. They'll hit the bye week. Dallas is going to be tough. Dallas is a bleepity bleep, and it's on the road. They come back, beat Miami. They pound Tua. They knock him into tomorrow. They win against Green Bay because they're going to split. They're going to lose that one in Lambeau later. They're going to sweep the Bears. They're going to go 2-1 against the state of New York. They're beating the Jets. They're beating the G-Men. They're probably going to lose to Buffalo. Then you got Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, bum, knocking him out of the league. Carolina, bums, knocking them out of the league. Who want what? That's at least 10 wins right there. So it's a little high. I think 7-9. I feel a lot more comfortable there. I feel a lot more comfortable there. That's a nice little wheelhouse to be in. All right, folks, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook. You can take in all the action right now at DraftKings. Use the promo code HUGE. Get risk-free bets up to $1,000. $1,000. Just use the promo code HUGE only at DraftKings. Hour 3 next. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.